In Jesus' name, amen. It switched on, yes. Good morning, everybody. Actually, I'm ready. I'm finished. For you all told what I wanted to tell in short. Really, that was very special. For you told already some things I had prepared. Are here friends of Lieke and Sven? Hi. So I will have a boring preaching, only texts. But I give texts from His Word, and it's the most important. His Word is given to us. I appreciated what your song was, Sven. That was great. I will cite it. There is written, I make room to you to do whatever you want. We are so happy in this world that we don't have room for Him. But Sven said, and that's your confession, I make space for you, room for you. I don't want to do my own things anymore, but your things. We have grown up with traditions, but in this song is break down the walls of my religion. We have built so much religion in our lives. Maybe from a traditional church, traditional way, but I will speak about why I should be baptized. And why? And I'll show it with many texts from the Bible. But you also can see the texts. It's important to have biblical teaching about the baptism. It's important when you see these texts that you repeat them. Maybe that you will learn them by heart so that you can bless other people with them. Teaching about the water baptism. First, I will give some personal testimony. I was growing up in a traditional church, I myself. I was baptized as a baby. And actually I accepted as truth all these dead years. I was brought up with that. Until 2012. When I really learned to know Jesus, what He did at the cross, I realized what He really had done for me. And I couldn't stay the same. But it took some time before I discovered what it means to be baptized in water. And it took some 5 years more before I was baptized myself. That was in this church. But When I came in this church, one of the first meetings was a baptism meeting. But I thought, what would the people think in my old church? So I was afraid for what people would think about me. So I didn't do it. But 2 days before the meeting, God said to me, Nico, for whom you will be baptized? You make a choice for me. And I thought, yes, I do it for him. And when we sit here, there are this family around us, friends, but only one thing matters, that is that you take the choice, make the choice for him. That's written. Not I myself, I'm speaking today, but God is speaking through his word. Water baptism would not be a topic of discussion. Baptism is very important. Mark 16, verse 16, the ones who believes and will be baptized will be saved. And Matthew 28, when Jesus went to heaven, the last thing he said, go teach the people and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, verse 36, the Ethiopian man accepted the Lord and he said, there is water. Why I should not be baptized? I think it's important that God's word is speaking. That's also written in 1 Timothy. Not I myself say the baptism is important, but God himself is saying that. What is it not? What is the water baptism not? It's not a symbolic act to witness your faith. There's really something changing. It changes you. And it's not an event apart. People were baptized directly after their conversion. I will give 10 reasons why you should be baptized. The first one is very easy. It's because Jesus said it. He gave it as a commission. In Matthew 28, he say, go teach all the people, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mark 16:16. We also read it, just read it. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved. God gave us this commission ourselves. The second is, Jesus himself gave the example. John the Baptist was baptizing the people when he came from the desert and he got a commission, tell the people of Jesus that they have to convert and that they have to change their lives and that they should be baptized. And then Jesus, at first, he wouldn't like to baptize Jesus because he said, you should baptize me. But Jesus said, let it happen. For in this way, all righteousness will be fulfilled. And then Jesus was baptized. And the ones who were not baptized were the Pharisees and the scripture scientists. In Luke it's written the Pharisees and the scripture scientists, they rejected the word of God. The third one.
Of Daniel Savon.
The baptism belongs to a rebirth, to a healthy rebirth. A man is composed from spirit, soul and body. Your soul is emotions, thinking, what is in you, your body, that's the outside. And the spirit. What is reborn is your spirit. Your spirit will be reborn. Your body is still the same after your conversion. You don't get a new body now. Your thinking can be renewed. Your soul can be renewed. But the part that is reborn, that is the spirit. The inside man, your spirit is made alive with Christ. We have natural families. There are many families in the church also. He mentions a couple of names for people in the church. I cannot become another family, why I'm born in this family. But in the spiritual world, you have two families. The family of Adam and family of Christ. And from the family of Adam, we are displaced to the family of Christ. We are set over. We get an also heritage. We inherited the family of Adam. We have the sin of Adam. The trespasses of Adam. That's called the Adam's family. Death is there. We are sinners, but in the family of Jesus Christ, we receive mercy. We receive the presence of Jesus. We are justified, new people. We have eternal life, and we are holy. For God, we are holy by the work of Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 is written that somebody who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is over, the new has come. You have a new man is risen up in a new life. At the moment you are baptized, your old man is dying. When you rise up, you are a new man. You get a new spirit, the spirit of Christ. Acts 2, verse 37, there is an event from the first church. The first church that was founded after Peter shared the word with the people. He spoke at a special name. He was a fisherman, but by the Holy Spirit he spoke the words of God. And all the people were careful listening to what he said. Who was Jesus? That he was crucified, that he was risen up again. That he died for our sin, that we need a new life. And the people said, what do we have to do, Peter? Peter said, convert yourselves and let everybody be baptized in the name of Jesus for forgiving of sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And 3,000 people were baptized. They did it immediately. They didn't say to Peter, let me think about it, for I don't have that feeling now. Maybe after a month I come back and I will be baptized. No, they were baptized immediately. They said, what do we have to do to accept Jesus? You have to do three things. Firstly, believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior. The second thing is turn around to a new life. To a new life with Christ. Leave your old life. The third thing is be baptized. That's what Peter is saying there. And some people say, but isn't it enough that you just believe? In John 3, verse 16, it's written, there's written, God loved so much the world that he gave his only born Son, so that everybody who believes will not be lost, but has eternal life. And that's right. But John 3, verse 16, is after the beginning of the book of John. In John 3, Nicodemus visited Jesus in the night, and Jesus told a lot about the kingdom of God. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus said, be sure, only when you are born again you can see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus didn't understand it. How you can be born again? How is that possible? Jesus said, you don't understand it. You are born again by spirit and water. Nobody can be born again unless, nobody can, if somebody is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If somebody is not born from water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is crucified, he died, and he rose up again. And actually, it's the same with the baptism in water. What happened with Jesus also happens with us. And we rise up in a new life. Galatians 2, verse 3, verse 27. Everybody who has been baptized in Christ is dressed with Christ, like a cover. And in the MBV is written, you have become one with Christ by your baptism. And Titus 3 verse 4 and 5, when the goodness of God and His love came to us, He made us holy. Not because our good works, but because of His mercy, by the bath of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. When you read the New Testament, you see all the blessings we get in Christ. By the baptism, you become one in Christ. When you read the whole New Testament, you see it often. You are new in Christ. How you come in Christ, that is by the baptism. When you read Ephesians directly in verse 3, you see, blessed be God the Father who has blessed us in Christ. He chose us in His love. We are predestinated to become His children by Jesus Christ. These are all texts about the same topic. These are all texts from Ephesians who all say the same. We are created in Jesus. We have come near to God the Father by Jesus Christ. It's going on. In the whole New Testament it is said 150 or 200 times. Not in our own nature, but in our new creation. But how you come to Christ, the only biblical answer is that you are baptized. You all who are baptized are baptized in Christ. You are dressed in Christ, with Christ. And you have been buried in the baptism. And you have you have become alive again by the faith in Christ. By your baptism, your debts are washed away. When you believe, your sins are forgiven. When you believe in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. But in the New Testament, it is one and the same thing. When you believe, you are baptized. You won't be baptized. People confess their sin. They converted. They believed that Jesus was the Savior, and they were baptized. Ourselves, we have made a problem that we believe, but then we think, are we baptized or not? But when you read in Acts 2 verse 38, Peter said, convert yourself, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ to forgiveness of your sin, and you will get the gift of the Holy Spirit. So you are baptized so that your sins are forgiven.
رسولان 2:38.
People were touched deeply by the word of Peter at this moment. And Peter said this because of they asked for it. And also when Paul gives his testimony in Acts, Paul was captured in captivity and he gave a testimony how God changed his life. He was persecuting Christians and he met Jesus. He became blind and Jesus was speaking right to him. Yes, he believed in Jesus. In the meantime, he went to Damascus. He was blind and he was praying there for 3 weeks. Then a disciple came to him, Ananias, and he told him what to do. And he said, and now, why you hesitate? Stand up, let's baptize yourself and wash away your sin. Call it to the Lord. So three days before he came to believe, baptism is washing away your sin. Corinthians 6, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, though dwell. Sinners, all kinds of sinners, will not get the kingdom of God. Some of you have been that, but you are washed clean, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Another step, by the baptism you are saved. In Titus 3, verse 4 and 5, it is written, by the goodness of God, our Redeemer, and His love came to the people, He made us holy, not because our good works, but because of His mercy, by the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Mark 16, who has believed and has been baptized will be saved, but the ones who not believe will not be saved. Petrus 1 Peter 3 verse 20, this is about Noah, about the disaster of the great flood that came over the world. He was the only righteous man, Noah. And God washed the world with water. God makes a comparison in 1 Peter 3 with the great flood that Noah was saved through the water. And the water washed away the bad things of the world. By the baptism you become a part of the kingdom of God.
Why? این خیلی مهمه.
In Colossians 1, he put us from the darkness, put us over in the kingdom of the Son of his love. In him we have the redeeming by his blood, by the forgiveness of our sin. And also in John 5, verse 5, he was mentioned before. Acts 8, verse 12. And the people believed in Philippus, who was proclaiming the kingdom of God by Jesus Christ. 8. Why I should be baptized. So that you start as a disciple. So that also you can also baptize other people. Go, teach all the nations, baptize them in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and Father, Son and Spirit. Teach them about everybody I have teach you. It's the mercy of God. People can turn around Reason 9. You are spiritually circumcised. In our last church was said that the baptism came instead of the circumcision. But only men were circumcised, not women. It's not right what was said there, for what matters is the circumcision of your heart, not physically. In Colossians 2, and you are circumcised not by man's hands, but by the circumcision of Christ, because you put off everything that belongs to the earth. When you are baptized, you are buried with him, and you became alive again, because you believe in the power of God who rose him up from the death. You become a part of the worldwide Church of Christ, the body of Christ on earth. At the first Pentecostal day, 3,000 people were baptized. Acts 2, the ones who accepted his word were baptized, and about 3,000 souls were joined to the church. You become a part of the church, you become a part of the worldwide church. Every day new people were joined, were added to the church. Actually, this is the end of what I wanted to say. He has spoken by his word, and I think that together we may confess that this is true, truth. I will ask you, when you are not yet baptized, that this can be a moment that you wonder, is this truth? I will pray with you, for you, that the Holy Spirit will touch you, that the spoken word, that it will become truth in your heart. Let us pray together. Dear Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing with your word, that it is given by the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we are children of you. By dying with Jesus Christ, and we'll pray. Will you go through the rows, and will you help the people who are thinking and are puzzling? Maybe this is the moment, Lord, will you touch them by your Holy Spirit? Let them realize that they are put over from the family of Adam to the family of Jesus, that they may receive the Holy Spirit, and then we may receive the heritage of Christ. It is so good to be a part of your worldwide church. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice at the cross. Help us to go in the food traces of Jesus and to be covered with Jesus Christ. Will you give your Holy Spirit and go through the rows with your Holy Spirit, that we all know that what is said in your word, that is true. We praise and honor you. Thank you, Father. Amen. So if you're not yet baptized, I will invite you. And maybe you hear your heart, and then you know this is the moment. It's good that these young people go before us now. Also this afternoon we are still going to baptize. Some people want to be baptized in a smaller group. Also then you are welcome.
حتی امروز بعد از ظهر ما یه گروه کوچیکتری رو داریم که قراره چند نفرشون قص بشن. به هر حال میخوام بهتون بگم که چه الان چه بعد از ظهر است میتونید خودتون رو برسونید به این مراسم و شما هم قص بشید. هیچ اشکالی نداره. خیلی خوبه.